We are on Daf, Samad Aleph. The second line, from when the lines start getting wide, in the Sefer Amud. Rav Menashe Bar Gade Shokal Machtze Shaloi. There was a Iske that Rav Menashe Bar Gade was mekabel this Iske, and they divided the Revochim. Let's say they had Vlodis. So two Vlodis of Nashe, let's say there were four Vlodis of Menashe Bar Gade Shokal Machtze Shaloi. These were two Vlodis for himself. That was the Revach from the Iske. V'chatzi Machtze B'shel Chaveroi. And the other two Vlodis, so we said there's a certain Zman that he had to be megadol the Vlodis before he gave them back to the Nisen. And afterwards, if the Nisen wants these Vlodis to remain, so the Vlodis become an Iske with the Mekabel. So Memele, let's see, these two Vlodis, so one Vlad, the Revach, will go to the Mekabel, and one Vlad, the Revach, will go to the Nisen. That was the Maise. But this was done with his own Shume. This was not done up in Shume's Bezen. Menashe Bar Gade Shokal Machtze Shaloi V'chatzi Machtze B'shel Chaver. Also Lekamei Dabai. So came Tabai. Omalei Man Polagloch. Who divided the Vlodis, and who was Shom the Vlodis? Let's see what Rashi says. Mi Shom Oiso Shema Loini Shemis Yofe. So the Ramban learns Pshat and Rashi that Abaye Tainit, that you want to take half of the Revach of the Vlodis of the Nisen. That means, so let us say that Bishas, you were mekabel on yourself to take care of these two Vlodis. So let's say they were worth, each one was worth $100. Now each one is worth $150. So you want to take $50 from yourself from one of these Vlodis. Now, this is Oiskalten. If the Vlad was worth $100, Bishas, you started the Iske. What if the Vlad was worth $130? Bishas, you were mekabel the Iske, so you don't get $50. You only get $20. So the Ramban says, Pshat and Rashi, Misha Moiso, Shema Leini Shemis Yofe. Maybe it wasn't properly Nishim evaluated. And Memele, the whole halacha that you, now we say the chelik of the Nisen becomes an Iske, that is Davke, if there was a Shumas Bezdin. If there was a Shumas Bezdin, so then we say that Chatzi Machtze belongs to you. It's the Loshna Rabbah. Shema Shava Hoise Yoiser Mimashe Shamto Hoise Lito Vishvach Shalachakach. Maybe it was worth more. V'kivin Shashume Botlo. So since the Shume is Botlo, we don't know now how much you're entitled to take. You're entitled to take Chatzi Machtze of how much it was worth when you started the Iske. But since we don't know how much it was worth, you say it was worth X amount of money, is Laitito Klum. So therefore, since we have no biru what you're entitled to take, so you can't take anything. That's number one. So that was the first time that Mishamloch. Mount Polagloch, Sarashi says, Mishamoy so, who was Shom, the Chalik of the Nason, Shamalay Nishaymis Yov. Va'oit Mokim Shanogu Legadalu. This Mokim, the minig is, that the Mekabel is Megadal the Chalik HaNason for free. That's the minig. That's the minig in this Mokim. Usnan mokim shenogu legadol yagdilu without getting any revochim. So the Ramban says, Trei taimi livturei idach legamri. He gave two reasons why you have no right to take any revochim. First of all, the shume is not a borodik shume. So Kozma, we don't know how much they were worth. You have no right. We will not give you any revochim. And then the minigam mokim is, that minig amokim is that that they used to be megadol the bloodless without taking any revochim whatsoever. V'chach me'atzofasim meforshim. Now the Rambam brings down a second pshat l'gemara. Shenotal mikzas bloodless latzmoy. He took two bloodless. He was shom the four bloodless. Took these two, left over the other two. V'loi hoida loi b'chalukah. So he said, you had no right to make chalukah. This chalukah is not a good chalukah because you took, there were four blood. These two are worth like these two. So these two belong to me. So Abaye told him, mipolag loch. Okay, you had no right. So memele, so what should be? Avol neitel hu bishvach kulam chatzim machzem bishel chaveiroi vahainu bereise. That means, so you have, lechere, you have a half in all four, because there was no chalukah yet. The chalukah you made is not a chalukah, so you have a half in all four. And in the chatzim machzem shel chaveiroi, you should take the shvach. And then he told them, but this is, the minig amokim is that they don't take shvach. They megadol without taking shvach. So there were two tainas. One taina was the chalukah is not a good chalukah, so the value you owe, you only possess half of all four behemoths. And shvach you don't take. So there were two different, and what he did, there were two different tainas. The chalukah, we can't accept the chalukah. And you have no right to take shvach. Hanu trei kusoi. There were two Yidden who lived in Kuso. David iske bahadi atodi. They made an iske. Ozel chad minayu polig zuzi beloidat v'dechavre. He divided to divide up to be to dissolve the iske, and he took half of the money. Also, the kami de rapope. So they came to rapope. Omalei, my napkin mino. What to do? So he took half the money. Ochi omar rav nachman zuzi commander pligi domi. Chmein zuzi is just like it's, chmein you need a shumas bezdin. Chmein, if there was X amount of money, so you divided in half, he took half. Right? So rav nachman, so he said, Rapope said, there's no nafkamina that he made the chaluk himself. This was 1 year. Lishona, the next year, Zavon Chamre Bahadi Adodi, they bought wine. Kom idoch poliglei beloidaiti dechava. No, the second shooter now, he was a mogul, he knows that you can make a chaluk without bezin. So the second year they had wine, and he divided the wine. Half the wine he took for himself. Also lekami derapope, amalei man polaglach. He divided the wine. I mean, how are you capable to divide the wine? And we'll see in wine, this, each barrel could be is a different quality. How could you divide the wine? Amalei. So the other should have told them, kochazine the boss of the day kosi. I see already. When he made a chalukah, come on, the polig dummy. Whatever he did is good. Whatever I did is no good. Kosima. Kozina the boss of the day kosima. Omar Rav Popes, as he was choshitim. Ki hai gavne, badai tzorech leiduyim. Now I have to tell him the reason for the psak. Like this we'll see in Taisvis. This is a Yisaidah Siki Gemara. Normally, when a dayan gives a psak, you don't have to explain to the Baal Din the reason for the psak. That's the psak finished. But over here, he's choshed me. So tzorech leiduyis. I have to explain to him the reason. Zuzi mishokel tovi v'shovik chasei. Last year, when he divided the money, did he take good money and left over chosadike money? That was missing the silver content. Amalei, no, I took it. Amalei, abachamre, kulal meyodi, but wine, the ike de bosim, bike de le bosim. There's different types of wine. There's a sweet wine, there's a good wine. So you have to realize, you cannot make a chaluke without bezin. Zoktoisvis, ki agavne vadai tzorech loiduye. Zoktoisvis, mashme tafke hoche. We have a gemore, ki agavne vadai tzorech loiduye. In this case, the fi shahoyo loi pischein pe lochoshdoi, because the Baldovo was choshet and he had a psaraya from last year's psak and this year's psak, so memele, so you have to explain to him the reasons for the psak. They come out, the tzoich lo'oidiye, mishum v'yisim nikiyim ha'shem yisrael. He has a chshad on him. So here you have to explain the reason for the psak. Avo ba'alme, we have a choche from Agamore, any din teira, loy. You don't have to tell, and the dain is not mechuyev to explain the psak. Vahod oma besoyf ze boirer, this is a gemara in Sanhedrin, shnayim shidnis atzmu ledin. There were two people that the shayla was where to have the din teira, shekoyf and oisoy vedon beiroy. So that we can be kaifer, the other Baal didn't want to go someplace else, can be kaifer, v'don be'irai. V'im omar, so the other Baal did, that did not want to be done in this year. And let's say he lost it in Torah. V'im omar, if he tainet, kisvu li me'eze tam dantuni, just tell me the reasons why you paskin like this. So there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Baal Dovo can ask that the Dayan should give out a ksav explaining the reason for the psak, which is l'chayra not like our Gemara. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam mikoyach ahi dohoch. Our Gemara vaistois davke ki haigav netzorich loidui, because it was the Yisim Nekim Hashem Yisrael, the last year there was a Fakel Tepsak, the Fidas Abaldov. Bekoichi Dohoche, Davka Hosom, Dlerotza Lodoin, Elei Dekfir. That there was another, he didn't want to go to this Bezin. He forced him to go to this Bezin. So there's another case of Abaldov is forced to go to this Bezin. So then he can demand right for me, the reasons for your psak. But if the etzem din teire, he came midaitai din afshe, and now after the psak, he asks you, please explain the reason for the psak, they tell him, we're not mechuyev to write for your reasons. V'yesh mefarshim, and others learn gor anander pshat in our Gemara. Not in our Gemara, it says that in this case you have to give him the reasons. You never have to give the reasons. The hoche kol ki ay gavne, tzorich loide, the loy aire hoido me'eze tam chayve. The Gemara doesn't mean you have to tell him why we pass it. Elohoye mishivoy, he told him, Kol ki ay gavna hoye loch lohidiyoy kishecholakto loy hoye loch lachlik shalemidaitoy. No, he's talking to the Baldova. He said, you divided the wine, so you should, so he told him, you have to tell him when you're dividing the wine, since wine is something that there's different qualities in each barrel, so you should have told him when you're dividing that there should have been a bezin there. So not, he was telling him the reason for the psat, he explained to him what he did wrong. When you mechalik wine, you have to be medir the other baldova. Zokte Gemara Vaita, Gufa Omar Rav Nachman Zuzi Kiman the Pligi Domi. You don't have to go to Bezin to make a chalukya if the chalukya is in the money that is being divided. It's Kiman the Pligi Domi. Hani Mili Tovi V'Tovi Tkuli Utkuli. Avo Tovi Utkuli Loi. Sarashi says, Yesh Zuzi Shemishkolom Kal. There's certain coins that do not weigh so much. Why don't they weigh so much? Because they're rubbed out. The silver content of this money is not so complete. But v'tzurosam yoytzeis behoytzo. But people, these coins are ungenumene coins. V'hugulubo, people are used. They don't make an asik about it. This coin is oivalasoish. This coin is an ungenumene coin by the Sochem, and that's called a Tovi. Shemishkolon, Yoisem Mitzur Acheres, Shel Zuzi, Shemishkolon, yes, that even though the other coins weigh more, there's more silver content in the second coins, but for some reason, the tzura of the second coin is not so niskabel. And when you go into the store, people don't accept the second coin. V'oysom shemishkolon yeser. Now, these coins which weigh more and have theoretically more silver content, chavivim lemisha shoykel kesef mona ipras b'maznayim. But there's other people, by them, the coin is not the ikar, the silver content is the ikar, and they weigh the coins for the silver content. So, memele, when you divide coins, you have to know as follows. Hilkach. Tovi v'tovi, if when they made the chalukim, he took coins with a tzure which people accept, and he left over coins which people, with a tzure that people accept. Inami tkuli or tkuli, or he took the heavier coins, he left over heavier coins. Come on, the pligi domi. Then that's the yisod of Rav Nachman. The eilu sheiniyach, toivim keilu shenot, alavu shokol tovi v'shovak tkuli. Inami shokal tkuli v'shovak tovi loy. So that's the Gemara. Guma v'nar mezuzi k'man depligi domi hanemili tovi v'tovi t'kuli t'kuli. If you left over the same sug that you took, avol tovi t'kuli lo. Now we're going to start a new sugya, a meridike sugya, which let's hope will be zeiche to understand a little of this sugya. The Gemara relates a maise. Rav Chome have a moiger Zuzo bepshite liyoyme. Rav Chama used to rent out a zuz for a poshut. Poshut is an eighth of a zuz. And he used to give a person a zuz. And each day you have the zuz, you give me a poshut. That's the rental. He rented out his money. And that was the business of Rav Chama. Right? And he was getting each day, give me for the rental of the money I'm giving you, you're going to pay me an eighth, a portion. Fine. Kalu Zuzi the Rav Chomer. So he lost his whole famegen, and we'll see that, seeing Rashi, and the Rishon will say, you only lose your wealth if it's a ribis de'araisa. This was a ribis de'araisa, and he was lending money with ribis, to put it mildly, and Mamela, he lost all his money. Who saw? Now Rav Chomer held, Maishna Mimoro. What is it different than a keli that you loosen up the earth, a hole? So what is the difference? Just like I can rent out a keli, I can rent out my money. V'loihi, you can't compare money to a keli. Mara hadra be'ene v'yediyah pichsei, zuzi lehadra be'inayu v'loyediyah pichsei. Now, this is a merdiki gemara. We first have to understand Rav Chomer compared money to a keli, and the gemara differentiates between money and a keli. Now, let us see Rashi. I'd like a little to elaborate on the first Rashi. Bipshite b'liyoyme b'loshin sechiris. Now, he was very careful when he made this transaction. He said a loshin sechiris v'loy b'loshin halvo, not b'loshin halvo. Hineni maske loch zuz hayoim beposhut. I'm going to rent you a zuz for a pot that you can get beposhut. Dahainu zuz medine, dahainu shminish shabetzuri. Betzuri, that's 1/8. That means the interest was he paid him 1/8 each day for the zuz that he rented him. In kolu zuzi de Rav Chomer, yodu letemoy, kedemrinu lekamon, shamalvin beribis nechseim bismaitete. Now, before we go further, the Gemara explains that what Rav Chomer held, he held it just like here and Akeli. The Gemara is going to differentiate between Akeli and money. But before we go into that, I'd like to try to understand Shitas Rashi. The Rishonim are chelek on Rashi. Rashi says, what was the svara of Rav Chomer? Beloshen schiris, v'loy beloshen halva. But he gave them the money. He was very careful what he said. I'm renting you the money. So the Ran asks on Rashi, "V'chi haloshin deirem?" It's the ribbis is totally what you say. It's they say these words, you say this words. Im kein botalta teiras ribbis. I mean, what was Rav Chomer's svara that if I say I'm renting it, you mutter, it becomes mutter? The words. So I would like to try to say perhaps a beer b'shitas Rashi. The words mean a lot and say a lot. I once heard a Merdeke Rayim from Rav Shalom Rosengarten and we'll try to elaborate on this Rayim. There is a Mishnah, the Seif of this Perek, that says what is a case of ribis mukdemes? So the Mishnah says, ribis mukdemes keitzad, umishaleich loy v'oimer bishvil shetalveini. I'm giving you money, and you should lend me money. I'm giving you money, you should lend me money. There's a Rashi in Kedushin, and Avovah Medbeis, Rashi also mentions the at hoyis noisenes pruta li lefayis eini. There's a concept, you'll give me money to coax me, to convince me I should lend you. And we'll explain a little bit what this means. Well, with a hakdomen. This amoyredike gemore mesechtes avoydezor. There's a din, esnan zoyne is also. What is esnan zoyne? Esnan zoyne is that a person was boala zoyne and he paid her an esnan. This is a payment for this news. So this is posel lekol. Esnan zoyne is posel. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah Daf Samach Gimel, "I omar lo kni me'achshav koydem bia." Not talking about it was a bia. Here's the payment. No, a different case. He told her, "Be koine now the yesna. Pshite the muta, then it's muta. The aval gav da menas bia yove nelo." Even though he gave it for the beer, given the mekame beer yovinelo lav schar beer. It's not called schar beer. Now there's a moiradike meiri that speaks out a little with a greater clarity in this nakude. It means a yesh mishoima, well that's nageyalot to us. Im nosan lo tle me achshav. He gave her a tle. Va'amar lo almenas shetishmeili. I'm giving you the tle. I'm not giving you. I'm giving you the tle that you should become nivul. V'nishma loy lebesayif, and then she was nivul. Ein ze esna. This is not called an esna. And he gives a moshe. Harei ze ka'im lechaveiroi. Harei lechamone. Here's $100, alminas shetiten li karke ploini. I'm giving you $100, you should give me a matone shetiten li karke ploini. She'ein hamone demei hakarke, the money is not a payment for the karke, ela matone. No, I'm giving you a matone. So let's go to this Meiri. The Meiri is saying a mouthful. That legally, a person could go to someone else, and he can say, here's $100, I'm giving you a matone. This is a matone. But I'm giving you a matone with a condition. I'll give you a matone with a condition. You should write me a thank you card. And for saving, this is a matone with a condition. It's not a payment for the thank you card. This is a matona, but I want a karasatoy. I'm giving you a matona, al menas, you should give me this karka. Zokt meiri, so that is a matona, and the karka is also a matona. Karka is also a matona. There was no sale over here. The matona, the money is not a payment for the karka. Azay zokt meiri. So now let's go to esnan zayne. The iser of esnan zoyne is a payment for znus. That's posel gavoy mechir kelev. A payment for a kelev is also a gavoya. But if he gives her a matone before, and he says, "I'm giving you a matone now under a condition. I want you should be nivul to me." So this isn't a payment for the znus. This is a pious, this is a coaxing, this is I want to convince her that she should be masking. So that's why I'm giving you this amaton, amanash, you should be nibble. Zot the meiri, this is not called an esnan, zoyne, it's mutter. Okay. Now, let's talk about Esnan. Let us talk. We have two cases. If he gives her a matone that she should be nibble to him, that's an Esnan. If he gives her a payment for this nus, that's an Esnan. That's what we have. We know now the gather of Esnan Zayna. Now, let's talk about Ribis. There are two Eifanim, how we can make Ribis and understand Ribis. We started off a Mishneh, Ribis Mugdemes, Bishvil Shetalveini. I'm giving you money. I'm not paying you for the halva. This is not called a schiris. This is not called agernata bishvil maisecha shoyu betelis etzli. I'm paying you for the usage of your money. No. I'm giving you money al menash shetalveini. You should lend me money. You're lending me money for free. Halva is for free. Not renting me money. You're lending me money. And I want to be mafayish you. You should do this. I'm giving you X amount of money. I'm giving you the May Pius. This, Rav Chama held, this is Ribis. That's Ribis. That means he's lending money. We'll try to give an explanation. So he's lending money and I'm giving him money. He should lend me. You see, that's called Ribis. But if he's renting me the money, that means I'm not giving you anything for free. I'm giving you money and you have to pay for the usage of the money. That's called Schiris. Halvo Ribis is also Schiris is Mutter. Schiris is another Indian in God's. Now, how do we understand this? There's a Mordechai Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze, and a Ramban in Parshas Mishpotet. A Mordechai Ramban. The Ramban explains the Issa Ribis. So the Ramban says, a Ribis shehu nase ledash neyem uberzoino. Ribis is, it's a mutual agreement. Why did the Torah answer it? I'm lending you money. I'm telling you, you should give me your dust. So why did the Torah answer? Elo mitzad ha'achva v'acheset. The Torah wanted a yichidu chesed. K'moy she'tziva v'hafto l'reyacha k'moycha. V'hafto l'reyacha k'moycha. V'al kein omar. So I want you to lend him money, and you shouldn't get anything for it. It should be pure chesed. Valkein omar, so it says you shouldn't take ribis, l'man yivorechecho Hashem alikech. You make such a halva, Rabbeinu Shlom give you a broche. This is chesed. Ki chesed v'rachmim yase im ochiv kasher yelvenu b'lei ribis. That's called you're doing a chesed. That's a chesed. V'teichoshiv loy l'tzedoke. This is called a tzedoke. The Ramban in Parshas Mishpotim says, Tiye halvo eilov chesed, it's a chesed, loy sitel mimenu tei eles kaved v'loy tei eles momen. You should do a pure chesed. You shouldn't derive any covet from the halva, any tealis mame. It should be, the Rabbeinu Shlom wanted a pure chesed. I'll just mention, agav ulche, the Chofetz Chaim in Avas Chesed says, Amor de Kizach. That's a Yesoid, it says, Goin. Perhaps it's a Gemore. Kol ha-marachim ala b'riyas, marachim en olav min ha-shamayim. It's a moiridik. If a person wants to be moira rachmei shamayim, if a person is marachim ala b'riyas, Rabbeinu Shem is marachim olav min ha-shamayim. A person does chesed, is ma'ira the midas a chesed. Zachalti lo chesed ni yurayich. So it says in Tana de Velio, they decided that they saw the tzars were very big, so they started lending one to the other. They were become themselves to do chesed. Zachalti lo chesed ni yurayich. And that's how they were zeichet to Agula. There's an Indian, a Yid does chesed with another Yid. So, that's Moira, the chesed Hashem. So the Chofetz Chaim says, there used to be before the banks came, so a person had money, some extra money, used to do chesed. Now, that there's a bank, you get interest from the bank, with the heter is good. So he says, now, if a person is a pruta, he has anything, he has a dollar, he opens up a savings account, good, isn't he a profit? So the Chofetz Chaim is misoinen, so the midah of chesed, which Klal Yisrael possessed through halvois, became bottle now. Now we have something better to do with our money. This is a ha'or of the Chofetz Chaim. Al kaponim dishtims gewaldig with the Ramban. That's tolis of ribis. The Rebbein Yisrael wanted, you should do chesed one yid with another yid, and don't derive any benefit. It should be a pure chesed. Now, in the midah of chesed, this shiurim, how much I have to do, how much I have to give. I mean, the midah of chesed is the shiurim, how much a person can afford to do chesed. Fine. It doesn't mean he should give away all his money for chesed. It means there's a certain schum, how much he's mechuyev to do chesed with. Bless man the polik, Rav Chome, he did his chesed, he gave all his money, he gave to a gemach, he lent, he did his chesed, he did. Now, he wanted to do business. He wanted to have a panosah. So, with the other money that he had, he's going to rent the money. That means, I'm not going to lend the money. The Torah asked, when you do a halvo, which is chesed, so the halvo should be bishleimis. Don't accept any te'elis from it. But if I tell you, I'm not doing chesed with this money. This money, just like I can rent my shovel and my car, I can rent it. The Torah never said I have to give everything away. I can rent my behemoth. I can rent my thing. I'm going to rent the money. And the rent the money means that you're going to pay for the use. Bishvil meisach shei b'teilis, says Lee. This is something else. This is not a... So could be, Rav Chome held, the Issa of Ribis is, if I'm lending for free, I'm doing a chesed with you. There the Torah says, don't derive any benefit from it. That's the Issa Ribis, and that he knew very well. But if I'm renting you my money, so what's the difference if I rent you my money, if I rent you my horse or my keli? I can take money for a rental. This is pshat in Rashi, that it's not some as a lip service. It's just like we had in the Meiri. The Meiri, thereby esnan, it's pumfakel. If I'm paying for this noose, that's awesome. That's an esnan. If I give you a matone for, to make us noose, that's muta, that's not an esnan, it's not a payment. So by ribis, Rav Chome held it's pumfakel. If you're paying for the money, so that's not ribis. That's not what the Ramban said. The Ramban said you have to do chesed. And the chesed should be bishleimish. You shouldn't be mekabel te'elis from the, you shouldn't be mekabel te'elis from this chesed. But if you, now I did my chesed, I was yaitzim my midah of chesed. Now I want to go and rent out my money. So if I'm renting, he's paying for the usage of the money. This is, forget the Torah says halvo, not schiris. There's a parsha of schiris and the parsha of halvo. This was the svore of Rav Chome. Yeah, that was his svore. This is Rashi Shita. Veloshin tchiris veloi veloshin halva. Hinini maskelecha zuzi hayim. I'm going to rent you my money. Yeah. What, then he lost all his money. So the Gemara says, Maishna mimore, Avchama held that what is the difference between money and amore? Haloi reshoi ani lahaskir es kelai. I'm allowed to rent out my kelim, so why can I rent out my money? So the Gemara says, now we're going to learn Shitas Rashi. So the Gemara says, there's a difference between Schiras Kalim and what you made Schiras Mois. Your Schiras Mois is Ribis, and Schiras Kalim is Mut. So the Gemara says like this. By Schiras Kalim, Hodra Be'ene. It returned Be'en. Oisai Kli Choyza Ba'atzmai Be'en. That the Kli gets returned to the owner. Ve'enai alvo etzloi kedomim. It's not like alvo. That means whatever I took, I return. Ve'en achriyusai olov. And he's not responsible for it. Im nenas. If that means what happens if I rented something and an oinus happened. Oi nishbar machmas meloche. Or it broke. I rented something. And machmas melocha, through the usage, it broke. So memele, I'm put it to pay. So this schiris is a transaction where there are no hischaivisin on the soicha to pay back for what he had taken. That means he returns what he took. If an oinus happens, he's supposed to pay. If it's nishba machmas meloche, he's supposed to pay. So the obligations of a soicher are different than the obligations of halvo. That means Rab Chama learned the parsha of ribis was said by halvo. So Rab Chama understood when is it called alvo and when is it called schiris. So Rab Chama understood, well, if you're doing it for free, that's called alvo. If you're doing it for a price, that's called schiris. So the Gemara says, no. The definition of alvo is schiris is not if you're doing it for free or you're doing it for a price. The etzim maus of schiris and alvo are two different things. By schiris, there's no obligation on the soicher that he's ein achayusay olav. He's not responsible to pay for it. By onsim, by mesa machmas meloche, I don't owe you anything. I return to you what you gave me. That is the parsha of schiris. And that the Torah says you're allowed to take money. That is not called halvo. Number one. Number two, which will see a moire de kerashi, v'yediya pichsei, v'oit, by schiris, when I use someone's thing, so it's v'oit shenike p'gomoi. That means I'm using his thing. And after the usage, there's a pgam. Shunivgam. Umiskalkel machmas meloche. So the Torah was matter to take money. That means I'm renting you out my, there's tear and wear. I'm renting you out my thing. So therefore I can get money for it. So two reasons. So two chilukim, the Gemara says. Schiris, there's no personal obligation to pay up. I just have to return it to you. That's the shame, that's the tzura of schiris. Number two, there's a legitimate right to get money by schiris because there's wear and tear. So I can ask for money. I can ask for more money, but al kaponim, since there's wear and tear, I can ask for money. But by halvo, Zuzi lehadri be'einai. Sherei moitziyah. Again, he doesn't return it. He spends it. He gives different money. Olafichach achi yusai olam. That's why he's responsible. That's the taich halvor. Halvor means that I took your money and I'm achoy to pay you. That is the taich halvor. Uscharai ribis, the payment is ribis, abagav do'am abaloshin schiris. Even though you're renting it, but that won't help the situation. If you're borrowing it, and the taich of borrowing means that you're responsible to pay it back, that is the taich alvo, and so you're not allowed to pay for such a thing also. Uscharai ribis, abagav do'am abaloshin schiris. Oi! And now the second thing, Zamer de Karashi, which Taishas vehemently is chaylik, Inami ahada le be'ene, lo yediya pichse. By money, if you're renting out money, and the Ritva says, there's a big machlokes pshat in this Rashi, but let's say an easy pshat, the Ritva says, Zamer de ke pshat in this Rashi. There's an oifen, I could rent money, and I'll get back the same money. For example, Shala Liroispo. A person, he wants to make an impression on someone that he has a lot of money. So he's renting money, and he's going to have this money for a week, and he's walking around with this bulging wallet. After the week, he's going to return it to him. He needs it for his prestige. He needs the money. He's lending the money. But it's a different than renting a costume. He's renting the money, and the money gives an impression. Fine. After the week, he gives back the money, the same money. He's not going to use the money. So Rashi says, by money, if you rent out money, afilu, you're going to give back the same money. When you have no obligations to pay for onsim, you're emes esoicha. What right do you have to take money for that? But it was nifkam. Zamir de Karashi. So Rashi says, the little kin Rashi, Va'oid, inami ahadalei be'enei, lo afilu, he'll return the money, and that's how the Ritva says, pshat in Rashi, lo yediya pichsei, there's no pras, there's no wear and tear in the money, nimso scharoi chinam, and in Erzeruah it says, with a vav viribis. And in Yireim it says like that. If I'm going to rent someone something, and there's no wear and tear, and then I give it back to him, and I pay him for it, it's ribbis. So according to Rashi, Taisus is chelik on Rashi, but according to Rashi, the Gemara told two things to Rav Chama. Number one, you're 100% sure the Torah said by Havo Ribis is us. You know what the Gedar Havo is? Havo means I'm responsible to pay back. If you return, that's the Gedar Havo. And now that's the Torah Asad Ribis. Havo is not, you're not getting paid for it. Havo means if you owe it back, that's a tight Havo. So by Havo, you're not allowed to, if you owe the money, Schiris is something else. You don't know anything, and the onsim is on the nois and not on the mekapel. It's nishbar is potter and meisim achmos v'loch is potter. So there, in this parsha, there's a thing you're allowed to take money. Halvah the Torah said. And number two, the sole reason why the Torah was matter to take money for schiris is because there's wear and tear. That's why the Torah was matter. But by money, there's no wear and tear, so there's no heter, so it's ribbis.